What was it like to get the news that you are considered the best of thousands upon thousands of teachers here in Massachusetts?
You know, it's still something that I'm kind of processing. I actually knew 2 weeks in advance from the announcement, and that was partly because during my final interview, I spoke with the commissioner, and he was really moved with some of the things that I was saying, and right then and there said, congratulations, you're the Teacher of the Year.
Wow.
What was hard, I think, was me having to keep it in for the whole time, especially because my students knew this entire process. So they'd ask me every day, and I was told to keep it a secret. And so not being able to share the exciting news with members of the New Bedford community was one of the harder parts of this whole process.
What was the process in getting recognized by the state for the work that you're doing?
Yeah, it was a multi-step process. It starts with your principal's recommendation. And then from there, you have to write, I think it was about 6 essays or so. And there's a classroom observation. One of the more intimidating things was a panelist interview where all of the former teachers of the year would grill you on questions about your methods and your thoughts and philosophy behind education and what your future is like. And so it's a really grueling screening process that I think started around in February and ended, I believe, late April.
You know, I read that you've talked about being innovative in your classroom. Now, you teach English from 9th grade through 12th graders. What are some of the things that you do to compel your students to reach their highest potential?
The public perception is what we are doing through content, how we are distributing the ideas, and whether or not we are getting our kids to learn at a proficient level when it comes to these state standards. But I think what's more important than that is being able to reach beyond the academic aspect and lean in on the heart and the relationship building. I think I've been able to reach the level of success with my students and school community because beyond content, we also teach cognitive skills. We teach soft skills that deal and cover things like resilience, things like time management, working with others, collaborating, how to pick yourself up when something difficult happens. And because it's a course where students essentially spend a year writing what's akin to a thesis, there's a lot of those, you know, resiliency, perseverance type skills that the class expects of its students. And I quickly realized that me just distributing content and holding kids to a certain expectation is not enough. I really need to develop and invest in the child as a whole.
Were you always drawn to teaching? I read that you joined Teach for America. Is that what brought you to New Bedford?
It was. When I was 9 years old to about the 8th grade, 14, 15, I lived in Japan. And as a Japanese language learner there, I wasn't academically successful. Education and being invested in schoolwork were not, frankly, priorities. And it wasn't until I moved back to the States and was able to meet great teachers like my AP Lit teacher, my history teacher, that I was given a space to articulate my own vision and my own voice, and I think informed a lot of the context behind why I wanted to become a teacher. And I initially thought that I would stay for about 2 years and move on, but the difference is that I really fell in love with the school community and the craft that teaching has, and that's why I see myself still in the classroom.
Bringing that experience, as you've just talked about, into that classroom, what is your biggest challenge? And then, of course, conversely, what's your biggest joy?
A big part that I wanted to highlight in my candidacy is the importance of recognizing excellence and celebrating the hard work and resilience that happens in places like New Bedford, where narratives of destitution tend to dominate. And a lot of the challenges that I see amongst my students are structural. They have to do with things like chronic poverty, issues and breakdowns in our local community infrastructures, home life, and in, you know, the neighborhoods. And having to navigate that and support my students while holding high expectations and providing them the access to do well in school settings is, I think, one of the biggest challenges. And the joy, of course, is, you know, once you do all of that and stay in school until 8, 9 o'clock every other day, and you put in your sweat and your blood and your tears, and to have a child come back and say how much you meant to them really does mean the world.
Takaro, thanks so much for talking with us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Takaro Nagayoshi, an English teacher at New Bedford High School and the Massachusetts Teacher of the Year for 2020.